We're going to church with Justin Bieber. Plus, his message after leading worship was actually really good advice. We'll hear from him coming up in just a second. First, great news. Alex Trebek from Jeopardy is officially on the mend. 5 months after being diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, he made this announcement.
I've gone through a lot of chemotherapy, and thankfully that is now over. I'm on the mend, and that's all I can hope for right now.
All I can hope for right now, he said. So he's finished with chemotherapy. He's begun production of season 36. And he said, Jeez. Let me tell you, it's going to be a good year. He's 79 years old.
I'll take horseshoes for $2,000, please.
I know. You're not wrong, because normally the prognosis for pancreatic cancer is not very encouraging at all. But so far, he's had great success in treatment. And he says that he plans to beat the low survival rate statistics for the disease. So good for him.
Good for him.
All right. After the VMAs on Sunday night, people were talking about John Travolta mistaking Jade Jolie. Lee, who is a drag queen on RuPaul's Drag Race, for Taylor Swift. People were saying that he almost gave her Taylor's award.
They really do look alike.
Yeah.
At a glance.
Yeah, they do. Absolutely. And Taylor said so. Taylor was like, it is an honor to be compared. Now, John Travolta is clearing up that rumor. He says there were so many people on the stage at the time, and there were, and he was just trying to find Taylor. He never thought it was Taylor, but he was just sort of like looking through, trying to see if Taylor Swift was on stage yet.
Uh-huh.
And he did say that the way it was interpreted was kind of funny, but he's used to it, and that he's always making headlines no matter what he does. He's used to being picked apart, but he said he kind of wishes afterward that he would have gone all the way with it, and he kind of wishes he would have given Jade Taylor's award in the end, because it would have been funny and everybody would have been talking about it.
Good for him. He's owning it, just like he owned Idina Menzel. That was at the VMAs too a couple years ago.
Oh yeah,
who was he supposed to be pronouncing? Idina Menzel. It's not even close to who was it supposed to be?
I don't know.
I forget.
Oh, that was.
He's always backpedaling out of something. He's such a weirdo.
John Travolta.
Yeah, he is. There's something wrong with him.
He is, but.
Rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah. I'm sure he doesn't like you either.
Right. I'm okay with that.
Justin Bieber is going through a bit of a tough time right now. Now, I don't know if this is new or if it's more so the issues he's been dealing with for years, because he's been going through a lot of therapy, been going through a lot of healing, right? But in an Instagram post yesterday, he said that God is pulling him through a hard season right now. And church, as we know, has become a big part of Justin's life these days, and he gave the congregation of a church in Beverly Hills a huge thrill, plus videos they could sell to TMZ, because he jumped on stage with the worship band just a couple of nights ago. Listen to this. Said he was way more nervous performing at church than he is on stage in front of millions of people, which he's done a million times. It actually took him years to kind of muster up the courage. But afterward, Justin Bieber spoke a bit about his message, and he told us why he chose to lead the worship.
My whole message at church the other day was, there's power in your weakness. So when you feel weak, like there's so many people in this world that are struggling, but when you step out, when you're feeling weak, like you actually, there's just power and weakness. So when you fight through that season, usually you get to the other side and it gets better.
He's adorable. He said there's power in weakness. Clearly he doesn't exactly know why, but there just is.
But there is.
There just is. And you can fight to the other side, which is true, actually. You know, I felt bad for him because people asked him, why haven't you done this sooner? And he's like, I didn't want people to think it was insincere, or that I was putting on some sort of like hoopla of a show for TMZ. So good for him for finally getting out there and doing what he wants to do.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, it took some time, but at least he's sort of getting, like, he's maturing and he's getting past his immature phase, and in whatever way that, like, that suits him.
Sam, you sound like you're on Team Justin Bieber now. I like it.
Well, he's transforming.
He is.
I'm going along for the ride.
All right.